Oh, if Marie only knew how much I coveted her and her hotness. So this is the It's a Show Spring Wine Special. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest, a bit of a wine aficionado, if you will. She also does some other things on the side that we can't discuss here. Coincidentally, we've never seen each other before. At our respective places of work, we both had taco in a bag for lunch today. So things could get ugly in here. And
Sparky, we have the best base ever.
The best base for the wine special. Sparky Febreze the crap out of It's a Show World HQ. There's not even any Febreze left.
You've got to take the man stank out of the place.
So if
does
you
this place stink normally?
No. Lived I'm in not there. An animal.
I'm a human being.
So I am Sparky, your GA, and now we need a nickname for you, special guest number 382.
I listen to this thing that you call a podcast, and I enjoy it while I'm cleaning toilets.
Well, that's fitting.
That's a true story.
I like to listen to it while I clean. It's motivating in a weird, weird way.
Episode number what are we at? 25?
22. I can't even remember. You remember when that heartthrob password?
Heartburn
virus. Yeah.
Heartbleed.
I changed every password just to be on the
Why?
Safe side.
Why? You?
Now I can't remember anything.
You fell for that. That was a government ploy. You know what I heard on the way over here? We're lucky we're not in a society like Russia, like with Putin. Because the cell phones, we have all willingly embraced these mobile devices, and the government can now keep tabs on us anytime they want.
Episode 21 on the record.
Okay.
That's a lucky episode. That's three times seven.
How many guests have there been?
Okay.
You can give me that number.
Live and studio guests or phone guests as well?
Total.
That's uncountable.
There have been many a phone call.
Let me just ask you this. This is episode 21. What birthday is it for you?
This is my 29th birthday.
Yeah, I didn't think it was quite 30.
Mm-hmm. Not quite 30. Not quite a man.
The last of my wonder years.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby,
it's all downhill from here.
That's what it reminds me of. The Wonder Years.
The Wonder
kid.
Years? Yeah. I can be Winnie. I can be Aunt Winnie.
Oh, you can't be Winnie because they dated.
I'm old enough to be. You think he looks like Fred Savage? Mm-hmm. Come on.
My frosted mug is leaky.
Mm-mm. Oh.
You know, not you know the juice
it's,
in the middle?
It's leaking big time.
Or is it from the bottom?
That's the chemical that keeps it frosty.
Oh, it's crap.
It's right over the laptop. Hang on. Hold on.
My new laptop from episode whatever that was.
I did enjoy the one where you when you had a snap show on the old.
Oh, that was the best.
That was one of my favorite It's a Show episodes.
My boot is still missing. God damn.
Play Love. We'll
this is not good. If this doesn't work, I can't play the song. I was trying to update the iTunes. The piece of shit. Brand new frosted mug.
Now I have to look at a stupid Edmonton Eskimos mug all day.
Oh, well.
Anyways, this new laptop works great.
Okay, so.
So not only is it the, what did you call it, Spring Wine Special?
It's the Sparky Birthday Show.
It's the birthday show. Should we give him his gifts now?
Yeah, let's load him
up. Well, even though I'm under an Afghan on the couch with a glass of white.
She is wrapped in an Afghan, kids.
Just remember, your headphones are not wireless. I know.
These Afghans, this is a beauty Afghan. You got this from IKEA?
I love IKEA.
Like, to me, I see you wearing these as pants, Afghan pants.
Where's the lighter again?
Oh, it's over on the bookshelf to your left.
It's a Show Afghan pants. We could corner the internet with that product.
Interesting. Remember how we have the two limited edition It's a Show shirts?
Yes.
From your wonderful connection?
Yes.
I got a hold of your connection, and they're going to hook me up with some fun Backstreet Boy shirts that I'm
how
going
dare
to the,
you
I'm going to the
I
show
want it that way
how dare you sully the it's a so show
you,
shirt with a Backstreet
Show how did you know
is that what it says
yeah
what know, what's
I
it just, say
it'll be like it'll say I want it that way and then in brackets that's what he said or
okay.
she said or whatever
now we have to have the Gossip Girl intervention and a Backstreet Boys
on this it's his birthday and we're gonna be harsh it's gonna be ugly
I love
this wait can you hear this
oh
I can hear it yeah that's awesome
and if that mic goes on fire it's okay it's borrowed.
Something borrowed, something blue, and something burning down the apartment.
It's the number one sparkles.
I got to get a picture for the internet.
Don't show my face.
Because you're number one.
Turn your face.
And the cheesies, your other present.
Turn your face.
Those are good cheesies. He's going to take all day with this photo.
No, thing. I got it. I already did three before you even talked.
Oh, yeah. This is it.
Tonight is going to be... Hey!
Yes, free tickets to the Backstreet Boys. You're welcome.
Look at this.
I knew exactly what you wanted.
I'm going to hang this on my armpit.
Okay, so the last air freshener I opened was so brutally vanilla. Oh, yeah. That is the coolest sounding sparkler ever.
I got to tell you, I was at the office. They gave me a cake. I had cake 2 days in a row because I celebrated an anniversary.
What was your anniversary?
Of being employed and not getting fired. And then my birthday today, and I don't know if you've ever seen this candle. It's like a tube, very small circular tube about, I don't know, yay high, whatever yay high is. You light the thing on fire and this thing is shooting sparks.
Yeah, it's like a flare.
It's ridiculous. I've never seen these things before.
They flare. Yeah. The red velvet, are you a fan of the red velvet cupcake?
Oh, I am aware
because
of red velvet.
Today we came across that story about the Stampede launching their new foods for 2014 and they got red velvet mini donuts. Oh, and I believe the words that came out of GA's mouth were, never experienced the red velvet.
No, because I had one of those.
What?
No, I had one of those one time, but I just jammed it in because I was just in a grazing mode and I don't even remember what it tastes like. And it was supposed to be good.
Did you put more rum in that drink?
I was going to, but I didn't.
Soft today.
That's good. Okay. You're going to just totally cleanse his palate.
It's only about this much rum. I was worried about you with the sparkler there. That looked dangerous because those sparks were going right in your eye, but you have safety glasses, so you're good. You know what happened to me this morning? You ever get toothpaste in your eye?
No.
No.
Oh, my. You've never gotten toothpaste in your
eye? How do you get toothpaste in your eye?
You know what I'm like. Half the time, well, we don't know each other, but... If you knew me, when I get up in the morning, I'm vigorous with the lotion on the face. And yes, I'm 47 and I started using lotion.
Daily. You got to be moisturized.
I don't lotion my areas down there. I just lotion my cheeks and
sandpapery.
Yeah, eyeballs. Anyway, that's all I do. And I got a little smidge of toothpaste was on my finger because it was when I put the cap on and I rubbed my eye in the morning. Don't do that. No one do that.
Here's a question while we're talking about brushing teeth. When you brush your teeth, what happens? What do you do with your left hand, your other hand, or whatever hand you use?
I brush with right. I'm right-handed.
So then what do you do with the other hand? What's the other hand doing? Just hanging there, resting on the counter?
I have no idea. I've never been conscious of
that. I've never really thought about it, but I think I'm a leaner. Like I think I lean because it's early.
You know what I do? I'll tell you this. This is weird, but I'm going to say this. Is I close my eyes because menial tasks like that, I can't wait till they're over. So I just close my eyes and wait till it's over. And that's what I do. I close my eyes. And I know it's weird, but I do that every time.
It's got to be a song about closing your eyes and brushing your teeth.
I don't think so.
So here's what happened one time on Twitter. I saw Sparky post he was enjoying a bottle of white wine.
That's right.
And then he posted what kind of white wine it was. And then he wondered why he had a headache the next day.
You publicly shunned me for my choice of wine.
Yeah, listen, you got to break the toonie if you want to, get some good wine.
And I understand. I understand a budget. But, no one is going... eventually there's going to be a woman and you're not going to impress her with a bottle of Copper Moon. It's not happening.
It's not going to happen?
There's a little bit of a backstory behind the Copper Moon. The only reason why I'm using it or have...
Use it.
have
He's
turned,
a user.
Turned to it. There was a to-do charity event or whatever and that was what was free on the table.
Yeah.
I overindulged in three bottles later. Howdy doody, ma'am.
Well, anybody who's doing three bottles of your Copper Moon, you're guaranteed a hangover. The three bottles, anything.
I felt like death the next day.
Yeah.
I wasn't completely me. I had some help, but still.
And on your birthday, I felt it only appropriate to bring you a woman.
Ooh.
So to do the blind taste test against your bottle of Copper Moon, I brought one of my favorite white wines because you're into white wine.
That's my preference. Yes, white.
Okay, now... Can I ask this? You've been in wine for a long time. What's the preference of people like males that drink white wine?
Can I tell a story about my ex-boyfriend?
Okay.
He drank white wine and I felt a little...
Emasculating.
It was a bit of a turnoff at first.
Oh, really?
Because I'm like, it feels like
it doesn't
womanly.
Feel right to me,
it
even as
womanly.
A bystander.
Huh. Like it's okay to drink it if we're having chicken
If you're having a cigar, like a man, and you're hanging out with the guys and you're talking about, taxes and women and all that stuff, you're not going to have a white wine. You're going to have a nice Merlot, and you're going to have a nice Cuban, and it's like
big, full red.
Yeah. Big, and with the goblet style real glass.
My only experience with red wine is the holy wine in church. Communion.
Seriously, that's the only red wine you've ever had?
Royal red does not count.
That's my dad's favorite wine.
In the moonshine
Royal
jug?
Red.
Yes.
Can't.
Yes.
My dad, Big Al, loves the Royal Red.
That makes an appearance at every family occasion, every time.
That's just juice.
We tried to talk him out of it, but it doesn't happen. Okay.
Okay, so I brought Kim Crawford. Beautiful white wine.
Okay.
If you get it at the right store, you can get it for about $15. They'll like to overcharge you at other stores, but you can get it for $15. But it tastes like a $25 bottle.
Nice. Okay, so what year? What does vintage matter? Like, I mean,
not to me.
In front of me, I have a 2012 and a 2013, both Malbecs because I like the Malbecs. But
it depends on which it is, region it's from, and who made it, and it's too much to think
is
about.
Is there a rule about cold or room temperature or?
Oh, you got to drink white chilled.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to.
And red is fine.
Room temperature. Some people put a little chill on it.
Now after you've drunken half a bottle of red.
Yes.
In the fridge? Cap on in the fridge.
I don't ever put red in the fridge.
Never in the fridge.
No, but that's me. You know. Mm.
And is there a day or two you have before?
Depends on your sealing system.
Mm. See, this is complicated stuff.
It's not that complicated. We're going to take the complications out of your wine.
And here's the thing.
Stop whining about it.
Ding, ding.
And here's the thing. If you, I'll get it when I go get the wine. What was I saying?
Here's the thing. If you're transcribing this, here's the thing. If you.
Oh, I know. If the wine is good enough, it's not going to be on your counter for more than 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't even
sense.
Matter at that point.
That is a All good right, point.
You know what I find with wine too? And see if you agree with this. If you're in wine and we have a glass of wine with supper and stuff.
Yeah.
It's no big deal to have the second, third, fourth glasses. If you're drinking the rum or the whiskey, you feel like an alky.
I don't know why that is, because you usually have one while you're making dinner.
Yeah.
And then one with dinner.
And then a post-drink after dinner.
And then one to settle. Yeah,
settle.
Enjoy the conversation.
Settle the food. It's proven. Dietitians recommend it.
Also goes well with Chicago Fire. I'm just saying.
And Ooh. Gossip Girl.
And Gossip
no.
Girl.
Oh, come on. When is it going to happen? Let's get somebody of some more help. Let's get Betcher's opinion on the Gossip Girl and the whole.
And the wine and the whatever. Okay, so I'm going in now.
We'll
for
dial
the,
while you go.
The blind taste test. I'm going wireless.
We're
going
to get an author on. She's a wine expert, Shelley Betcher. She has the Uncorked books. The latest is with a partner, not a ghostwriter, but a legit partner, co-authored type deal.
Uh-huh.
Ghostwriting is, that could be your next gig, Spark. Ghostwriting is basically somebody's got a great idea and they want you to flesh it out and you help them write the book.
I kind of already do that with you. I am your ghostwriter.
An audiobook. It's an audiobook. Okay, here we go.
The good news is they're both screw-offs.
Oh, good.
You screw-off.
Okay. I have a corky thingy.
Okay, let's go for the dial. You ready?
Ooh,
oh, that sounds good.
That sounds delicious.
Just wait a second.
It's making me
hear it again.
Thirsty. Ooh.
I think I'm going to throw this glass of rum in the plant and start over because that sounds delightful.
Nice gluggage. Here, I can...
He's got no room left.
I got it.
Sparky's real estate for beverages is limited.
Need a bigger studio.
We need more TV trays.
We also need a sponsor move to an office building.
That's what Sparky. Yeah, we need sponsors. I was thinking Febreze when I saw that Febreze bottle because I endorse that product as well. Any vacuuming company wants to team up with us, I could really take that to town.
Taste test before or after?
Right now, I think.
Okay, right now? But how are you going to do the blind test? Taste test?
Because I know what they are.
Look the same to me.
Okay.
Okay, now
here's...
Tell them how to hold the glass and everything.
Yes, sniffing,
doesn't matter so much with white because it's juice.
The sniffing doesn't matter quite as much with white. Mm-hmm. We better check with the wine girl for sure, but...
Sniffing, not so much. Okay, what kind of glasses are these? Are these appropriate glasses or not so much?
They're a little small.
Yeah, they're for company, which never comes over.
Well, we're here now.
Yeah, that's more like a shrimp cocktail glass.
Look... I'm not a wine guy, but I want to be.
Yet.
You're right. Going to
See?
Be.
Yeah. I'm not a wine guy, but I want to be. All right.
I just took a glug, and I don't know if that was appropriate.
Yeah, you should have liked a little slower. A little slower. Let's see what's going on there.
Get the edge off the rum on your palate, first of all.
That's true.
I want a shudder.
You don't like
shudder?
It?
I don't know.
He doesn't like it.
Also,
one more on that one.
Not a wine guy.
Swish it. Do a little swishy.
I wouldn't toss it out.
Yeah.
It is your birthday, after all.
He can do these things with his teeth and his thing. He always does that.
All right.
There's a guy at the liquor store on the way over here, old guy, and he did this one.
Oh.
All constantly while he was paying.
We're not doing mouth noises.
He's anticipating.
We're not going there.
His tongue
there.
Just keeps going in and out, in and out, in and out. It's gross.
Ooh, now this smells a lot better.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, here we go. I can tell you right first impression, this one is better than the other one. Is
right,
it?
Right or wrong?
He is correct.
He is correct.
Yes. He is thank correct. God. That is a real glass of white wine, sir.
That's really enjoyable.
Isn't that nice? Okay. And it's, you know, her name is Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Sparky, meet Kim.
It smells better. Like,
well, yeah.
Smells better, tastes better.
Feels better.
Who did he have in his mouth before Kim?
Copper Moon.
The old Copper Moon. Pigeon Lake. Listen. 2012, right there. Was I had a time. I had a time during Christmas
Pigeon
time.
Pigeon Lake.
Now we've ruined you. You can't buy
$6.
That is
much better. Yeah, that is right? That is much better.
And I guarantee you, you're not going to feel like you would after drinking
like
a bottle of the Copper Moon.
Mm.
Yeah, Copper Moon. I see that in the liquor store, and you just can tell by the name that it's like a stripper with a really bad stripper
past,
name
with a bad past.
Yes, yeah. Daddy issues.
Have you heard of this brand? I have it right behind you. I got that a year ago for a move-in present. I haven't used it because I'm not a wine person.
I feel like I've had that one. That one's not awful.
This is the Stonely Sauvignon Blanc, 2011.
Well, let's ask the wine girl.
Okay, let's call Shelley right now.
I gotta fill up my wine though. Hang on.
Okay. Hey, there's our special guest right on your TV right
That's
there.
That's right.
In the middle.
You have reached. Please leave a message after the tone.
Betcher, GA, It's a Show podcast is on. And we want you to join. We're already in progress, and there's alcohol beverages being consumed. So let's get this going before it's too late. Hello.
Well, there is that. That's fun.
Do we have another cord? Because I'm losing power.
You are
Diva. Oh, right there. Can I plug into your laptop with that? Oh, ouch. That hurt, man.
You grab that cord.
A lot of guys would kill for this studio. They see it. Even Dwayne Steele, who is an audio engineer and producer, as well as being an artist.
I'm thinking of renting it for my upcoming podcast, Wine and Wieners.
Hey, we've got the equipment.
Wine and Wieners.
Minimal rental charges.
Maybe I'll just keep you in Kim Crawford. It's
25% we take off the top for
by the case.
All right. While we wait for our special guest on the phone, let's talk about my addiction of Gossip Girl quickly, because I just finished season 5. Let me tell you.
No, what are you going to say?
Can I ask a question first?
Okay, sure. Proceed.
When you go on a date, because I know you've been on dates.
Not since my Gossip Girl addiction, I've not been on dates.
Oh, well, okay, what a coincidence that is.
I don't tell them I'm into Gossip Girl.
Okay, that was my question.
It's on Facebook or something.
They're not my Facebook friends. Where you haven't gotten that from?
I have an open profile. That's what I have.
See, that's because you're a big time to do. You're a big time to do.
I don't care.
So I recently tweeted this, and it just got favorited by one of those parody accounts or whatever, right? Will Blair and Chuck end up together? Will Dan get a haircut? Will Charlie be caught in her web of lies? XOXO Gossip Girl. I just love that show so much.
Why?
Are they all wearing bathing suits? Why? Is that what it is? Or what is it?
It's very rich, high society teens, early 20s.
See, that was Beverly Hills 90210 when I was a kid.
Yeah,
But way, like, it seems to be just far more edgy than, I guess at the time, Beverly Hills 90210 was
edgy.
Controversial.
Oh, yeah. There was every kind of episode problem there.
And look, hey, I'm a sucker for a teen college movie television
plot. That's
what this is. I am a Degrassi fan from the olden days, and I even watched the new ones. Don't tell anybody. So I feel like as a grown man, there's got to be something a little manlier that you can, you know, get those feelings out on.
Should I be watching this show? Absolutely not.
But you can't stop.
And do I enjoy it? Of course I do.
Can you do it without telling anybody about it? Like, would that be a better?
I can't believe I'm on the Wikipedia page and I haven't finished the season. I can't read. What am I doing here? Anyways, it came out in 2007 to 2012. So
we need reinforcements.
That's all I'm saying.
Intervention.
Once this is over, I'll go to Walking Dead because I downloaded that safely.
See, that's
of
an
course.
Extreme. Like, you're going to hurt yourself going from those two extremes.
I've watched Walking Dead, but only in the daylight because the zombie thing scares me. Zombies.
We watched in a basement in the dark, my son and I, and it is creepy.
I'm not into zombies.
I wasn't either, but you know, it's just a story. I could take that or leave that. I don't care about that. Nashville is a good soap. Oh,
let's talk about Nashville.
How about you just do Nashville
and Suits?
And Nashville leave the and Gossip Suits. Girl.
There's hot girls in Suits.
I'm doing everything.
Are you up to date on Nashville? Because GA is like 2 years behind.
Why are you so slow?
Did you see This Week?
No. Wait. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Last week was the live concert or
yeah,
whatever it was.
And then it was a repeat
there's
for
a
that.
New one.
Yes.
This week.
Remember the meltdown on stage?
It is on my PVR as we speak.
Let's watch it.
It's not watching. You can watch it after I go.
This show is so solid.
I'm here for a short time, not a good time.
I'm. Oh.
Oh. There's Shelly Dutch in. Shelly?
Hello.
Hi. It's Sparky and GA.
Hi.
And what's her name again? Tina Tunes. Tina the Tunes.
Tina Tuner.
Tina Tuner.
Tina Tuner.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
Shelley Betcher is the author of the Uncorked series of books, the wildly popular Uncorked series, which talks about wines that you can get hammed up on for cheap all over the Albertas. Am I correct? Is that a good thing?
You are.
Okay.
This is such an amazing setup. She was speechless.
Shelley, it's great to have you on the It's a Show podcast. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. It's very fun for me.
Uncorked and Uncorked, the definitive guide to Alberta's wines under $25. How many editions are we into the third?
This is the third edition already that's out right now. It's and kind of you, crazy. It's gone fast.
And you're sharing the glory on this latest episode.
I am. My friend Darren Alexan wrote this one with me too, so it was very fun to have somebody to help split up the research with. A lot of research has to go into books like this.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Yes. Now we have Sparky. Is his only experience till this very moment with wine has been Copper Moon white wine at a wedding or something.
Well, you know, I guess that's better than nothing.
The sigh of disappointment says it all.
It's a start.
We just did a blind taste test, though, with the Copper Moon and Kim Crawford, one of my personal favorite whites. It wasn't very difficult to tell the difference there, was it, Sparkles?
No, I'm quite enjoying the old Kim here.
He's an expert already. Just one
it's
glass.
It's fantastic. Hey, yeah, I tried it just a little while ago here and just loved it. It's a friend of mine buys that one by the case, actually. She likes it so much. And it's pretty easy to find Kim Crawford's wines. They're fairly widely available in Alberta, so that's nice.
Okay, quick question before we press forward with the spring wine special on It's a Show. Sparky has a unseemly kind of odd addiction to the television show Gossip Girl. How do you feel about that as a woman?
Well, we could probably find a wine for that. I have to admit, I've never seen Gossip Girl.
What wine do you think you would... It's about rich people who are like in, you know, messing around with each other, I guess is probably...
I think you'd have to have champagne.
Champagne.
The moment calls for champagne. And something really fabulously expensive like Cristal or Dom Perignon or something.
Can you cut it with orange juice?
No, and you can't put ice cubes into it either.
Okay. All right, I'm out. All right.
And no plastic cups.
No prostate cups? Oh, plastic
those
cups.
Little plastic
oh.
cups that you can get for camping and stuff? Yeah, no.
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
Okay, so let's concentrate on the reds. I think we need to take Sparky out of the white zone and into the red zone.
Into the red zone. Well, you know, it is the land of Alberta beef, and red wines go so well with steak on the barbecue and that sort of thing. So, yeah, bring it on.
You're not a vegan, are you, Spark?
I love my steaks. Oh. Medium well. Good.
We've worked hard to get to the top of the food chain. I'd hate to know that you're a vegan. Not that I have some vegan friends, and they're all right. A little bit off, but they're okay.
I've got vegan friends, but they drink lots of red wines, too. So, you know, there are options for everyone.
Goes great with celery, too.
Quinoa.
Yes.
Quinoa salad.
Quinoa and wine tonight is on the menu. Okay, so in front of me, it's Sparky's birthday today. So, yeah, he's 29 years young, and we're celebrating his birthday party with the wine special. I brought at the liquor store today, I got a couple of Argentinian Malbecs. One's the Alamos, and the other one's the Circus. Thoughts, feelings, Shelley?
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, speaking of wines that go so well with steak, I mean, Malbec's just made made for a steak on the barbecue. Beautiful Wines in Argentina is famous for their Malbecs. It's, I mean, it's a grape that originated in Europe, but has really found its home in Argentina, and really Argentina has really become famous for it.
So their climate just lets that grape thrive.
Yeah.
The last bottle we had at home was a Circus, and my wife really enjoyed it. I had half a glass while the getting was good, and and I liked it too. It was nice. Would you recommend one over the other?
As for, I don't know. I wouldn't. I don't know. I mean, I mean, there's always a wine for every occasion, right? So I don't think I'd sort of go one over the other.
They're very economical. They're not expensive at all. The Alamos was, I think, $11, and the Circus was on sale for $8.98 or something.
Is it $8.98? That's a great price, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I thought.
I buy the Alamos fairly often just because it is such a good price and people really like it.
And you know what? The bottle looks bigger. It does.
Never get fooled by the bottle. It's true. It's true. Some of those, you know, those bottles can cost a winery like $4 a piece.
Really?
Wow.
It can add so much money onto the price. Some of those really heavy bottles.
I bet you help the wine industry with all the recycling you do.
Or at least every hockey team that comes by my house, and they back up the pickup because they know where they are. Hey, it's the wine lady.
Okay, so now if we're going to pour our red, now we've already cleansed our palates with some spiced rum and Coke. Like any good wine aficionado would do.
I am not a snob. I am not a snob.
Not me, Shelley. I've just been me and Kim sitting here on the couch under the Afghan.
You know what, though? Thinking of cleansing your palate, when you taste wine in Europe, a lot of these really big wine competitions and things like that where you could be tasting a couple hundred wines in a day, you'll see a lot of the European judges, especially the German judges, that the Italians will cleanse their palate with a shot of grappa, which is basically a really high alcohol. It's like drinking a shot of vodka, essentially, to cleanse their palate. And a lot of the German judges will cleanse their palate with beer in between. If you've been tasting wine all day and then you have a beer at lunch because you're cleansing your palate, and then you go back tasting wine again for the rest of the day. I'm serious.
Well,
we should. I want to crack this. Can we crack the Circus?
Yeah, I'd let's like crack, to try the circus.
Crack the Circus. I've never had the Circus.
We're going to need more cups.
I was going to say.
Red Solo cups.
Who's doing dishes?
Circle the wagons.
Who's going to be doing dishes? Come on.
I feel like I should be opening up a bottle to have with you guys.
You should, because, and then we can, and the other thing we need to know is, because Sparky is starting to travel in some, you know, pretty high circles because of the close company he keeps with, you know, who. When you're at a function, you're at a high-level function, is, oh, no. She just carried two highball glasses here with her fingers inside like they would on Dallas.
I couldn't reach
before
the rest
Bobby
of the
has
wine
some
glasses.
Bourbon. So I'm just wondering, is there something that's verboten when you're in wine cultured crowds that you shouldn't be doing as far as the way you hold the glass, swish the glass, do anything with the glass?
Well, you know, one of the big things as far as holding the glass, especially if you have a white wine, hold it by the stem, because if it's a white wine, you want it served chilled, right? And if you hold the bowl of the glass with your hand, you're going to warm it up quite fast. Mm. It's not such a big deal with a red wine. I mean, a red wine you can hold by the glass itself. By the
Tara Lee's holding it by the neck right now.
Or you can hold the bottle by the neck. You know, for a lot of people that works too.
Oh, here we go. Oh, that sounds not foreign to you, Shelley Betcher, author of Uncorked.
That sounds very good over there. Yeah.
What do you do in case of a red wine spillage incident?
Cry.
Club soda, right? Club soda?
I'm not saying it happened.
Cry. Squeeze out the tablecloth very carefully over top of your glass.
He's a bachelor. There's no tablecloth.
Actually, I have a funny story about that one time. I had borrowed an extremely, extremely expensive bottle of wine for a photograph from an agent, and I didn't get a chance to try it. But it was about, I think it was a $300 or $400 bottle. And there was only one in the province. And so we had to borrow this for this photo shoot. We get the photo shoot. We get the picture that we need. And I go to return it to the agent, and I'm handling it like gold the whole way down there. And I hand it back to her, and we're in a coffee shop downtown. And she gets up and she picks up the bottle of wine and she sticks it in her gym bag to take it out to the car. And it literally went in one side of the gym bag and it shot right out the other side and smashed into about a million pieces all over the concrete floor. And we just stood there. I didn't know what to say. You know, I knew she'd be responsible for this. I was just, I'm so sorry. Glass everywhere, and there was nothing we could do about it. We were laughing about, well, we could strain it as we swept it up off the dirty concrete floor.
Also not recommended to leave a case of wine in your car overnight in the winter.
Oh, man.
Oh, have you done that? I've had frozen bottles, too. You have to drink them really fast when you thaw them out, and it pushes the cork out or breaks them.
Yeah, I had one bottle in my own trunk, and that's what had kind of happened. It kind of pushed it out, and it was frosty, so that was fine. But I had a friend who had a whole case explode.
Ugh. A whole case. Oh,
that and it was Christmas. It was my Christmas present.
Oh,
not
no.
the whole case, but one of them was. It was a sad Christmas for a lot of reasons.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, and you think about some of those liquor stores that sell $1,300 bottles of scotch. You know,
yeah,
like what if
more.
Something would happen with those, you know?
Yeah, or more.
You know what we should have asked, Shelley, was if we can cleanse our palates with cheesies, Hawkins cheesies.
With Hawkins cheesies.
We have some here for Sparky's birthday.
Hey, try them with the Malbec. I'd be curious. They might really go.
Okay. So you don't have to tell her twice. She's on it.
Got a nice salty taste.
I smell a new chapter of your book.
Oh, man.
Wine pairing with cheesies.
Cheesies.
Hey, you know what? I love popcorn and Prosecco.
Ooh.
Popcorn, nice salty popcorn and a champagne or a Prosecco. Yeah.
Hey, how do you feel about ports?
How do I feel about port?
I love a good port.
I like port too, occasionally. I don't drink port all the time,
yeah.
But on a cold night, I mean, this, I had to say, tonight in Calgary, I think a shot of port would be very nice.
I got a bottle one time, and a really nice bottle, about 20-year-old port, 20. I had it, I think I drank a couple of shooters of it a night for several months, and it was really nice, something nice to finish the day.
Cheeses and Malbec, you know, that's good.
It appears she's undecided about the...
Needs more cheesies.
Needs more cheesies, it looks like.
Not so much. I don't have to rush out to buy a bag of cheesies this afternoon, so I can experience it too.
You know, it's right up there with that time I went to California, and we had the sea salt dark chocolate at the wine tasting room.
What did you put that with?
You know, everything. Pretty much everything that they had.
So which, do you remember which vineyard it was? What place?
No, it was right in Healdsburg.
Healdsburg.
Oh, I wonder.
Sonoma. There were several rooms we visited that day. That's not bad. Here's the red.
Okay, I'm nursing my rum.
I see that.
Smells like church, like Holy Communion, a little bit.
Smells a little churchy.
A little.
Yep. That's the only red wine experience Sparky has ever had previous to this broadcast.
Little common cup there.
Is the common
cup. You sure you're 29, Sparky? Sorry.
He's an unusual 29. He's a real catch for somebody because this guy, like, I mean, he can, he's in touch with his feminine side. He's very good with computers.
He keeps a nice place.
Always.
It's clean.
Yeah.
Computers.
You know, he shaves.
I don't know what that means, but he shaves. We're not sure how Brazilian it gets, but up top, it's all good.
Sparky, I feel like I should be introducing you to my single girlfriends.
Hello. Shelly.
Road trip. We'll take the podcast on the road.
Or we'll just have them on the show first off, and then we'll see if there's any spark with Sparky.
Like, what's the old-timey shows that you people used to watch?
The Dating Game.
Yes.
Old-timey shows. Okay,
I spilled wine on his whatever this
That's
is.
That's my grandmother's
cloth. No.
I'll get it out.
I'm not hurt. It's
wouldn't
okay.
be the first time.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be the first time.
There's a lot going on here, Shelley.
You shouldn't pour with your left hand.
All right, so if you're following along with the home game, we are on the It's a Show pod Twitter, and It's a Show podcast on Facebook. Shelley, why don't you plug some of your social media here?
Oh, sure. You can find me on Twitter at Shelley_wine, or you can check out my blog and get a hold of me that way through ShelleyOnWine.com.
What is your favorite $20 bottle of red right now?
How about one that's cheaper than 20?
Okay.
Well, the one that's sitting in front of me, which I haven't actually opened yet, but you heard the little clink there. I've been buying this one a little bit lately. It's called Full Circle, and it's actually an organic red blend from California. And it's great. It's about $12, $13 a bottle, and I just really like it. And it's organic. So, I don't know, it's just super easy to drink. It's just a whole blend of a whole pile of stuff, different fruit from a couple of places down there. It's not sort of specific to Napa or anything like that, but just good value.
We can find it in the U.S. section?
Yeah, you should be able to find it. And it seems to be fairly widely available, so I think you wouldn't have much of a problem. And another one I've been really excited about lately because I like the story behind it. So this actually comes from the Torres family, but the label is Jean Leon, and it's just J-E-A-N, like Jean, Leon, L-E-O-N. And it's a blend of Merlot and Petit Verdot, and it's from Spain. It's also organic, and it's about $15 a bottle. But the really cool thing about this one is that the winery itself was actually started by a guy. He was this very poor guy, immigrated to the U.S. with, you know, the typical no money. Got to know a few people, ended up in California, and ended up starting La Scala Restaurant with James Dean, with the actor James Dean, way back in the 1950s. And then James Dean died. But Jean Leon turned the restaurant into a very, very famous hangout for people like Frank Sinatra and, you know, Marilyn Monroe, all the actresses from the 1950s and 60s. But his real love at Kennedy, JFK was one of the guys that went there, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Paul Newman, you know, just tons of them. But he ended up, his real love, real passion was wine. So he ended up returning back to Spain and starting this winery. And it's, again, it's about $15 a bottle. So Jean Leon.
That's amazing. You know what, to me, that's why I'm enamored with the wine process is the stories behind the vineyards and how they get to our tables and bring us together as friends and people and help us make new friends. It's pretty extraordinary. When you go to a liquor store, do you ask for recommends sometimes from the people, the purveyors of the liquor, or
I do all the time.
Yeah.
Because they always know what's new, right? They know what's new and they've always got a favorite, and sometimes they remember those little stories that are really cool. Like this Jean Leon one. I found out just happened to ask about it, but it has a big 3055 on the label. And I was very curious because that's sort of an unusual number to have on a wine label, and it's really big. So it's a Jean Leon, and then this big 3055 underneath. Turns out that when he first moved to the U.S., he drove taxi in New York City, and that was his taxi's license plate.
It's just
a fun little story. It doesn't really have anything nothing really to do with the taste of the wine, but it's just a really cool story, and it just makes it really personal and interesting. So
I'm just going to read on the back of the Circus bottle that we're enjoying here on this side of the mics. The Circus Malbec, give them a circus, said Julius Caesar in 50 BC. A year passed since he had led his 13th legion across the Rubicon, and he became the undisputed master of the Roman world. Give them a circus, he said, and he won the people's approval by having joyful and entertained crowds. With that same aim, we introduce our circus wines, intense and expressive wines made to be enjoyed by everyone, a wine of Argentina. That's kind of cool. Yeah, I like that. I like the stories. Whether it's BS or not, I truly enjoy the stories on the labels.
And they leave out all that messy stuff about, how many the ancient Romans killed.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need to know.
I don't need to know that stuff.
It's like the news feeds of the day. Even now, we don't need to know. We only need to know the good stuff.
Exactly.
Shelley, I was going to ask you were speaking about organic. Do you think, in our food supply now, we're very conscious of that, and I buy as much organic stuff for vegetables and things as I can afford. Is that something we should be directing our wine palates to, too, is more organic?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I think there are some really incredible organic and biodynamic wines out there, but I wouldn't say I buy all organic wines. I probably buy a lot more organic food than I do wines. Just because there isn't enough of a selection really here yet. There's a good selection, but it's still not the same as the overall selection of wines that's out there. And a lot of times a farmer or a grape grower can still be practicing very good practices in the vineyard, but just to control pests or something, they may have to use things sometimes that means they don't qualify as being organic. And it's also a really expensive process to get organic certification. So for a small winery, it just might be cost prohibitive to get all the labels to be considered officially organic.
I'm heading out to Kelowna area-ish region in a few weeks. What is the one winery I must hit while I'm out there?
Right around Kelowna?
Yeah, right around Kelowna.
Ooh, just one?
Well, I did Oliver and a Soyuz a few years ago, so I've gone south there. We're golfing and we're wining. So there's, you know, we have limited time. I don't want to miss something that is, you know, one of the best.
You know, there's always Mission Hill. You can eat there. There's a very good little restaurant on site. Food's really, really good. There's a great little gift shop for all kinds of just cool things. I mean, whether it's local produce, not produce, but sort of local cherries or jars of cherries that they canned that were just delicious that were right there, to all that sort of thing. Plus, it's a really nice tasting bar, so you can try everything that Mission Hill comes out with. And you know, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous site.
Where can I drop your name? Was a better question.
You misconstrued the whole question, Shelley.
Tell Anthony I sent you.
Tell Anthony. Okay. There's your hookup.
There you go.
Right on. Shelley, it's obvious that we have something here, something special. What would it take to bring you under the umbrella? And by you, I mean you and your sponsor. Do a weekly podcast. And it could be like anywhere from 2 minutes to an hour, whatever you want.
Oh, you guys are wonderful. It wouldn't take anything. Let's just set up a time and do it.
Hey, Sparky.
That sounds very fun.
Yo.
Sparky, you were going to ask about that gift, the housewarming gift wine, if it was any good that somebody gave you.
So I got a bottle of white wine about a year ago, and I haven't really done anything with it.
Okay.
Is it good to crack open, or what should I do?
Has
it been in the fridge? Where have you been storing it? Is it rolling around in the back of your car?
On a shelf in my living room.
It's like she knows him forever.
Is it on its side? Is it screw cap, cork?
It's standing up. It looks like it's a screw cap by the looks from here.
It's stonely. Stonely?
Oh, yeah. It should be fine. Stick it in the fridge and drink it.
Boom.
Is it any good?
Is it Sauvignon Blanc?
Yeah.
Yep, 2011.
Yeah. Open it up with some Indian takeout or something one night.
Perfect. There you go. Thanks for the tip. Go. Appreciate it.
There's a reason we call this lovely woman. Shelley, we're going to get you, we're going to let you get to your kids and dogs and whatever all have, and your wine, no, which I know you're dying to crack open. Hey, kids, mommy's here. Hopefully you're done your homework because I can't help tonight.
But, it's Friday. They're not going to care about that till Monday morning.
Oh, yeah, it is Friday. That's right.
Yeah.
Well Shelley, pleasure to host you on It's a Show, and we got to make this a regular occasion because you're so learned in this area, and you got so many stories just off the top of your head. I like
and
that.
And she doesn't come off as a wine snob.
You're not a snob. You're
not
like
a snob.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can be more snobby if you want me to be.
I know you could fit the room if you were in a hoity-toity function with Mayor Nenshi, say, or royalty or whatever. You could pull that off. But here you're just one of the kids, and you're educating us in a nice way with no condescension, which we appreciate.
Oh, well, that's good. You got me really curious about the cheesies with the Malbec. I may have to try this weekend.
It's not that bad.
I had taco in a bag before I came over, so I'm really resisting the cheesies right now. But clearly,
honestly, it's better with the white.
Is it?
Yeah. But I'm.
And what's the white you're drinking again?
Kim Crawford.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
But everything's good with
me. I'm enjoying the circus, really. Like, my trip to the circus has been lovely.
I've been to the circus. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Shelley, thanks very much. And your social media one more time for all the kids listening that want to get educated for the best wines on the cheap.
Shelley, so it's Shelley _ wine. You guys take care and have a fabulous weekend. Sounds good.
See you, Shelley.
Thank you.
Bye.
Premature hung up there. My bad. I haven't had this many glasses of booze.
No, I can't. I'm so full. I can't.
Try the cheesy.
Oh my God. This is like a replay.
No. The Harris cheesies are the ones that don't turn your fingers orange right away.
These cheesies are in honor of early morning Evelyn when we had to get you something snacky for your birthday.
Because you said that, give me 2 seconds on the Google machine.
You're going to make it happen?
He's going to her MySpace.
Remember back in the day when MySpace was a thing and we created. I created things.
Sparky was our intern at a morning show that we had.
Whose
in the
intern?
Life.
Your intern.
We had this character named Evelyn, and she was an elderly lady who was just bigger than life, and she had a lot of problems in her life and everything, but she would call the show, and she would enlighten and delight us on a regular basis. She had so much to offer, so we became fast friends. And Sparky took it upon himself to create her own MySpace home. And I can't even believe MySpace is still alive on the internet.
It looks so much different than it did all those years ago.
Yeah, like it was cutting edge at the time, right?
So let's enjoy. I think this is one of my favorites. Oh,
that nothing makes me madder than when these nurses fool around with my radio and I can't tune into 96.3.
Officials say there is no indication the problem was caused by virus or a hacker.
Get that radio tuned in where I want it and it stays there. Ooh, nobody touches my radio.
Never come between a woman and big girl.
Idy, 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 idy.
And then there's that little gold piece at the end. Can you believe that was a country station?
Can you save me that? Because we're going to play that on a different thing.
The tequila. Yeah. Play the tequila one.
Oh, man. I think somewhere in storage here in this studio. Ooh.
I found the bootleg stocking stuffer sessions when I was cleaning out my closet. I'm a box hoarder, I learned last week. And in one of those boxes, I found one CD of the best of whatever thing was of Evelyn.
We got to press one of those bad boys.
Even though I've never met you before.
In this village, even though I've never met you, I got to tell you this story. One of my daughter's friends is early morning Evelyn's niece.
Can't even believe it.
What a small world.
I can't.
So her father was Evie's brother, and her father was John, the guy that would never give Evie the money because she wanted to run away to Vegas. What was his name?
Silent Sam.
Sam.
I think.
Yes. No, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Small world. Okay, what do we got here? We got.
Hi.
Hi.
Early morning, Evelyn, everybody.
Congratulations that you're coming second. Don't feel bad at all. You done good.
Well, thank you, Evelyn. That makes it all better. I was wearing your toque yesterday when I was shoveling.
Good for you.
My mom loved it. She said, "Is that the toque from Evelyn?" I said, "Why, yes, it is."
Got ready. I wore his down to the corner on Friday.
You wore my toque?
Yeah. I had to. It was cold. Anyway, play tequila makes my clothes fall off. Going to somebody.
Who's it going to?
I'm dedicating it to somebody. Maybe a bottle of tequila will end up here on Valentine's Day. Bye.
Oh, my Lord.
I think I still have... I have my own toque. She made me a toque.
You know what I was just thinking while that
somewhere,
clip was playing? We all shared the early morning Evelyn experience. What we should do is on the anniversary of her passing, we should break out the toques. We should do a podcast, hang out, have a couple of tequilas, and remember her. Maybe play some best of clips from her.
Sadly, we'll have to wait like a year because it's near the beginning of March.
Yeah.
Is when it is.
Yeah, that's right.
March 4th,
we should start making that, though, a regular thing wherever high or low we are in this world. Get together and celebrate an extraordinary human being. And you know what? That's the power of letting people into your life. She was just a happy accident that happened across her path. We could have hung up the phone, said that chick's nuts. We're not hanging out with her. Whatever. We decided, we made a conscious decision that, she's funny and stuff. And it wasn't all gold. She had some down days and stuff, and we tried to help her through that. In the end, we actually solicited the listeners of a particular broadcast we had at the time and raised money to get her a scooter that she needed for mobility in the home, which was a classic. You want to talk about soap operas? That was a soap opera, that place where she was residing.
Well, and I'm starting to think in our family, we've got grandpa in a home right now, and grandma has to move. And she's going to go into like a semi-private situation, grandma. But
all of a sudden, she got really loud.
Really loud.
So that's why Shelly. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
There we go. Anyway, so grandma's going into a semi-private situation and, just the seasons in their lives and everything.
Yeah.
They have stories and most of them are awesome.
You know, wouldn't it be great if we could do a podcast with seniors? Oh. Just go set up at the Golden Circle with this on the road and just gets, I bet you there's a
hundred. You could call it Gold from the Golden Circle.
Gold from the Golden Circle. And there's 100,000 stories inside that building right now just waiting for us because they've. You know, they were here first. They did it, built all this. We enjoy it. Can you imagine with the limited tools and technology they had 50, 60, 70 years ago, and they created all this infrastructure that we're still utilizing today? It was pretty amazing.
It's amazing.
You know what we're not talking about?
The elephant in the room.
Yep.
Which is? What is the elephant in the room?
Your online dating profile.
Oh, snap dizzle. I think it's time for a Sparky Love Life update. Update.
Wait,
update,
I need more wine
update,
for this.
Update.
Oh, you have no idea, sister.
you need some too?
You had a cheesy problem there, I think. A wine cheesy pairing problem.
That wine, that circus
is good.
It's smoky, eh?
It's good. Yes, it's smoky.
I didn't even get the smoky. I just am enjoying
it. Because I'm new to it, and I quite enjoy Kimberly here. That on the to-do list. So anyways, back to the Love Life update.
You're going to pull up your dating profile so I can see what you're doing right. I mean, wrong.
How's it going to...
Listen, I'm not saying I've been on the online dating, but what I can tell you, please tell me.
Okay.
Please tell me you don't have any selfies whatsoever on your profile.
Probably have selfies. Oh. Okay, we've discussed selfies though, and you are very critical of the selfie people, and you say that no mirror selfies, no multiple people selfies, because then you don't know who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And then,
You
know what we found out in the research of what we've been doing in the last few weeks? A lot of the people really change their, like, from one picture to the next. Yeah. It looks like a totally different person.
It can.
It's all about angles and the lighting.
One of my favorites was the police officer in the mirror selfie. I'm like, can you do that in your...
In a full uniform? Doing? Maybe he's a stripper police officer
guy. What are you doing?
Maybe he's not a real officer.
Five selfies in the gym?
Look at Sparky and Carolyn Don Johnson.
That's right. Girlfriend right there.
Right. Nice pick.
Here are the apps or the sites that I'm on. The POF, the Tinder, which is not really working out. OkCupid, which is bizarre, and Match.com.
Okay. OkCupid, what's bizarre about it?
Selection is lacking. It is like... The poor man's, I think.
But be slim pickings, but you'd be the one. You'd be attractive on that.
Here's the thing. I've got a potential on OkCupid.
See?
I love how you're pulling this up on your TV.
And, this is great. Oh my God.
Someone liked me. You and Oni. Let's judge.
Is that the green dot? She likes you?
No, she's online. Let's judge.
Let's do something with her then. She's online.
Oh, we could.
Because then it's live.
We're judging someone that likes me.
Oh, okay. Tattoos on the finger, girl.
four people like you.
Okay, see, then I got to subscribe for that, but I don't want to. But they already told me who... Oh, this chick also likes me.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Dancing in the street likes you.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, she doesn't?
This one likes me.
Okay.
What's
her name?
She's cute.
She's cute. What's her name?
It's a selfie in the mirror in the bathroom.
See, that's what I don't like.
Why is it the bathroom? Why the hell are you taking pictures in the bathroom?
Mirror and the best lighting.
Stop with the mirrors.
That's what it's two.
It's
a different outfit. No.
It's a shower curtain back there.
But that's the same shower curtain you have, isn't it?
No. With the iPhone, though, you can do it without having the iPhone in the mirror. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you flip it around.
I'm too judgy.
See, there's one. There's a normal
one.
She
looks like an ex from last year.
And she looks totally different than the other two pictures, I will just say.
And she's from another village north of us.
What does that mean? 52% match, 51% enemy.
And that's why I don't get this.
What's the enemy part? That's...
See, we're havesies. Havesies. But look at her...
Wait. Go down. Go down where it says, sorry, but I make more money. I make money. I thought, I expect the same.
But look how she writes the U.
Yeah.
See, I do that on texting. I write the U with the U.
This isn't texting, though. This is a profile.
Yeah, that's true.
PPL. I don't. There's B. And
I mean, how much is it saving me when I
do? The word opposite is spelt wrong.
Let's go to the six things I could never do without.
Quadding's wrong.
There's only five there.
The six things I could never do without.
My number one is her number one. I don't know.
My son.
Okay.
My son.
Hey, if you don't want a chick with kids, you don't have to
daddy-o.
Get a chick with kids.
Come on, daddy-o.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. I don't have a plant. If you've noticed, I don't have a freaking plant.
Get
in
a
this
snake.
Apartment.
Chicks like that love snakes.
I can't even keep a plant alive. Never mind.
Didn't you used to have a cat?
What'd you do with the cat?
I moved and I wasn't allowed cats.
You were living next door to a Chinese restaurant at that time too, which is really odd.
I got accosted with a cat.
Go down
whisperer.
To the number four there.
Funny you should mention.
Yeah, I like her.
Oh, is that who's sniffing around?
What the? She's online?
Okay, get to her.
Yes!
Get to her right now. Okay, we'll tell you what to say.
You know what? Wait a minute.
This is like Cyrano de Bergerac.
This backstory.
Okay, wait a minute. If we're going long, we should split this in a 2-week episode right here. I'm just saying.
Stay tuned to see what happens next as we live tweet with Beely.
More cheesies.
Look, we like each other.
She's 26 is awesome.
89% match, 6% enemy. She's from here. Now, here's the backstory where you don't know. This past weekend on a Saturday night, we were messaging back and forth quite consistently. I give her my number and I said, let's go for coffee or bowling or something.
Is this word going to weird you out? This is an old guy's word, but I'm going to say the word horny.
My grandpa was 85 and told a story and used the word horny in it, and I've never been the same since.
My point is,
great back and forth conversation on the message thing here. I offer my number in a meetup. Then she replies back, I think maybe a day later, saying, life's too busy. Maybe some other time. Maybe
what is she doing looking for a boyfriend online if life's too busy?
If she's too busy, why is she online right now? Is what I'm saying.
Those eyes could be either way. They could be normal or crazy eyes.
That's from 2013, which is
New Year's
Eve. She's super cute.
Is that New Year's Eve 2013 as in the one that just happened?
Yes.
Okay, that's...
Message her right now.
Oh, that's a good one. She's it's studious different, with the though. Glasses.
I'm not a fan of the hair.
Everybody looks so different.
Listen, she's not a fan of Gossip Girl.
Oh, there you go. See, now that's totally different.
Yeah, we're going to get married, and that's in Mexico.
She's super cute.
She looks cute in Mexico.
I am aware. I am aware. So look.
Let's send her a message.
Look, see, April 26th was last time. April 29th, I sent a message because I'm like, here's my number. Let's go coffee, bowling, whatever, being all chummy, charmy. And then she says this, so I'm busy, yada, yada,
talk soon, I hope, she says.
So then I said, I'll wait. But why is she online now if she's so goddamn busy?
Okay, well, ask her. Say, hey, I saw you were online and stuff. How's
it
going?
No. You don't say that because then you're looking for her online.
Yeah, I don't want to be the needy guy.
Well, yeah, how are you going to start the message? I just happen to be, I'm just, just say.
I basically threw the ball
I'm recording
court.
A podcast live and they want me to text you right now.
I threw the ball in her court expecting her to be busy with life. Now here she is online. So now I'm confused.
Well, just because you're busy with life doesn't mean you're not online.
It's true.
Once in a while, and maybe you just got lucky she's online right now.
Aren't you going to the Backstreet Boys concert?
That's right.
Just say, hey, I'm going to the Backstreet I have an extra ticket. Are you coming?
And then if she says yes.
Invite her out, and she goes, that would be amazing. Are you for serious? And then you go, yes, for serious. And then boom, you got a
date.
But
he doesn't have a ticket.
Oh, I've got tickets.
She's got tickets.
But you don't want her to just be using you for that.
No, yeah, but I mean, he'll know if he's hanging out with her and if they
concerts no good, though. Concerts are like movie theaters. You can't talk.
But you got the whole ride there.
That's true. That's a good point.
But if you never met, here's...
Awkwardness?
I got invited to a concert once way too early, and I'm like, I'm not driving in a vehicle an hour and a half. I don't even know you. I'm going to be in a ditch by Crossfield.
Well, what if there was a third party, like a
chaperone?
You're
making it too complicated.
Like her friend.
You got to meet somewhere for a cocktail. You got to meet somewhere for a cocktail.
It'll be GA in the backseat with a boom mic.
Say, do you... I don't need a boom mic. I got my iPhone. So,
okay, can you educate me on the Tinder? Because I can't.
Tinder is...
don't let this go. This is golden. Put some words on the texting thing.
I will. I'll get back. I don't know what to say.
She's going to jump offline, and then I'm going to jump off a bridge. Come on.
You have her number.
No, I gave her my number.
You've got bait. Like, reel her in.
I said, here's my number.
Let's talk
this way.
You know what you could do?
Yeah.
If you had any moves, Sparky.
I don't have moves.
I'm just saying.
What would his move be?
Go back to her profile. Go back to that.
She seems having a hot flash. It almost seemed like she was going to blow you off, but then she brought it back with, I'd love to talk anytime.
So what is the,
I reply.
No, don't read them. I just want to see what she said up there. Uh-huh. I'm really busy. If you don't want to wait, I totally understand. Either way, I've enjoyed talking to you. Okay, so say, you know what? I would really hate for you to miss out on a guy like me for a few weeks. So I'm hoping you can find an hour somewhere in the next week to just meet up with me for coffee, and then we can see if we're wasting each other's time at all.
Down and dirty, I like it.
Simple.
I really like that. That's honest. Honest.
And it's an
simple.
Hour. If she can't find an hour,
then she doesn't want you, which is good. Then you can move on.
Exactly. Because here's the thing.
Right.
What does she want to wait 3 weeks and have, like, maybe there's somebody where I don't know. No, she's either wants to find out it takes an hour out of her life to have a coffee with you.
That's a good point.
So just say, I would hate for you to miss out.
And type those words right now, and we're going to see what happens. I seriously think that's a good idea.
I'll type it.
Okay. What do you think of his shot? I like his shot driving with the hat on.
It looks like him.
It looks cool.
Even though you're not really a hat guy often.
Do you like how I started?
Hey now.
Why do you do hey now?
What is hey now?
Okay, he's just screwing around. Oh, my God.
Okay, no, seriously. This is for serious.
You're going to, and he's right to be cautious of the initial, the first words.
The greeting.
So
greeting will say,
Hey.
One Y or multiple Ys?
No, just one Y. And then her whatever.
Yeah, B. That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. Just go B. Hey, B.
Whoa.
Boy, there's a lot of texting.
Holy C. There was lots of messages.
See?
Oh, she does it. B-R-I. Okay, well, that's how she, if she does
perfect.
It. Okay, good.
Okay. I've been thinking a bit about this.
Been thinking about you. Oh, yeah.
Don't type gangsta. Okay, and just say, I would really hate for you to miss out on.
Yeah, and say, I am swamped too, but I would really like to meet you for an hour.
But I'm thinking we can find an hour to get together for coffee and see if this is worth finding more time 3 weeks down the road.
What's this one though?
That's a coworker.
Oh. Okay. Okay, crap.
Okay, so
we're getting multiple action, multiple fish on the line.
To
delete the sentence.
Yeah, delete that sentence.
Deleting.
And you're gonna go back and say, "I understand you're swamped right now. I am too, but hate for us to not. No, I would. I understand you're busy. I'm fairly swamped too."
Oh, mother f.
Why don't you just do two fingers when you text?
I am thumb and these two. I know you're busy right.
He texts okay. like me.
Right now.
Thumb and point. Okay, right now.
I'm fairly swamped too.
Just let Terry write it. Be better.
What the? There's a genius idea.
She's very fast at the thing.
Can we make it bigger for old people? Because I'm old now.
She makes hers like it's huge.
I'm old. I got some feedback for you as we do this.
Okay.
Brief,
cool.
Interlude.
Oh.
So. That's fun. Okay. On the Twitter at It's a Show Pod, I just gave out some prizing to Chelsea M. She wins a free CD and a Bic pen for catching up on all the episodes. She was on like episode 11 like a week ago.
She seems
clearly
like a
dropping the ball.
Seriously, that's amazing. I think we should do a Who's Awesome, You're Awesome with her because that's crazy.
Who's awesome?
Chelsea M is awesome.
Also, a shout out to Miss Kate for giving us a suggestion on
Intern Louie's name.
ScoobySway.com.
So she likes Scooby Sway.
She loves it.
But she also had an alternate suggestion.
Yeah.
She would like to call him the bell boy.
Because he hates the bell and you love the bell.
Yeah. And I like
if you posted the bell with the line.
I forgot.
Ding, ding.
Kate, Miss Kate didn't realize that whatever she says in front of me may or may not be used in the show. So there you go. His name could be Scooby Sway, and he could be your bellboy instead of your intern. I like Scooby Sway because it's fun to say. And
it's even funner when Sparky's had a few because he slurs it, and then it's really Scooby Sway.
So
that is really
how's the old bellboy intern guy?
He's really missing the show, and he's going to be upset that we taped this episode. I'll probably keep this from him.
Because he could have been useful here with the wines.
Yeah. Well, I will get him soon from school. So
Schoolish. No no transit, no walking home, no...
He's going to start the transit soon. Every day...
What grade is he in?
There comes a time in a young boy's life when he has to become a man and take the bus.
Ah, the old bus.
Oh, Kirk Klavan, Kirk Klavan checked in, loving the show, hassling me about a new episode. He said, love the short that was live from wherever, the Jackpot Casino, and where we got lucky with it there. But he said the shorts aren't the same. He wants the full length.
I'm going to hire Aunt Winnie here.
Tina Tuner.
Right, Tina. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Tina Tuner.
You should get your own Twitter there, Tina Tuner.
Is all the hardness of dating, not my problem.
But see, this is the thing. This is like, she's like a consultant. And so you bring in a consultant when you got a log jam and then
somebody consult me.
Yeah. So we got to bring in a consultant for her too.
Hashtag single in the big city. I also want to give you an update on the athleticism that I've recently taken on in my life.
Oh yeah. Before we get to that, are you ever going to change the header on the It's a Show Facebook?
It is on the to-do list. We are very busy behind the scenes.
Those blue bubbles are driving me to the distraction
zone. I'll tell you what.
Zone.
Our GFARC connection in Toronto, he's hampered on me for things.
What do you think?
Send. Proof.
He hasn't even read it. I got to read this. Okay.
Hold on.
I would never
send it without your
approval.
Pause
never.
For the cause. Wait.
What's happening? Incoming.
Wait, just wait. This will work great. Trust me.
I don't know if I like nose whistle in the microphone better than his laugh or, I mean, GA.
Shh. Oh, this whole thing's gone to hell in a handbasket, hasn't it?
So now we are going to resume the update of thelovelife.com and you're going to read the message she wrote.
Hey, Bree. I've been thinking a bit about this. I understand you're busy right now. I think that's too loud in the background. Bring it down. I understand you're busy right now. I'm fairly swamped too. But I'm certain we can find an hour together for a quick coffee. Then at least we will know if we will need to make some time in a few weeks when you are more freed up. What say you? ?
That's a classic phrase from Tina Turner.
Turner. Tina Turner.
What, the What Say You?
Yes. That's a signature right there.
Okay, boom. Hit this and let's see if we get some action.
Send it.
Really?
Still online?
It's hard to say. Oh, yeah. Oh, go back.
What happened now?
I got a message from What's Her Face. I never wrote back yet.
Oh, this other one?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? How's this app working for you so far? Because it's pretty creepy on this side. LOL.
What? I don't know what
did
that
you
means.
Message her?
Not yet.
Okay, well, that's good. You're clean.
That's funny.
Yikes. I don't know what that means.
Oh, she's still online.
Okay, good. She's going to...
It's those eyes. Those luscious blue
Wasn't
eyes.
Wasn't that a Burton Cummings song?
These eyes. Put it in. You got to find out what the match and enemy portions mean. 89% match, 6% enemy. Does that mean like 6% of guys have turned on her and are stalking her and it's terrible?
I think that means that just we're not compatible. We're 89% compatible and then 6% for whatever reason.
It's a good idea to use a harsh word like enemy because it gets us talking.
Through questions and answers and whatnots.
She messages us back.
When it'll pop up. Something will pop up.
This is awesome. Should we turn now to Tina Turner? That's a very hard name.
It really is hard to say.
Tina Turner. And see if her profile needs some help.
No. Oh, I'm not saying it doesn't.
No, but
you know what? Do you ever get to a point where you're just too lazy to give?
You know what the definition of insanity is? Is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And here's the thing. Do you at any point, Sparkles, feel the stigma is less and less? Because there used to be a stigma about online dating, right? Do you feel it's less and less?
I think it's more acceptable and normal, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Because you know what they say? There's a saying that they have out there in the world. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. And that's exactly what Tinder's all about. Yes, no.
I don't understand Tinder at all because I've never been on it. So tell me what it is.
Basically, you pick man or woman.
Okay, well, do it here on your phone.
Man or woman, you get your ages, right? You get your ages. And then they'll send you people based on your selection. So, like, I got Julie. She's 22. I can search through up to a number of photos, right? You know what I hate about the photos? The group photos. Who are you?
Because you don't know which one it is. Yeah.
Which one are you? I don't
know. Hopefully it's not the one in the middle.
You're online dating too.
Yikes.
So then you can see their distance, when they were last active, their age, a little bio, and shared interests. Because Tinder is connected to your Facebook, it won't post on your Facebook. At least
it'll
use
the info to help you.
Yeah. So then
I feel like Tinder is for the kids, the younger.
It's supposed to be a quote unquote hookup. This is not what it's for.
I got a crazy story about Tinder from a guy I know.
I'm gonna say yes.
And it happened in Mexico and it worked for him. Connection.
It worked in Mexico.
What happened down in Mexico? Stays
in Mexico. Do you like blondes? I don't see you with a blonde.
I am a blonde.
See? He would look good with that girl, but she looks very young, though.
She's 23.
That looks like Tina Turner. Like
we can say we met at the grocery store.
That's like
I met my ex-boyfriend online, and he would never say we met online. He would always say we met through friends.
See, there's lots of people I know that met online, got married. And I think that's great.
Me too.
I think, who cares where you meet?
See, like, I don't know, Asian... White
which
girl.
Means I did have an ex-boyfriend, Asian. Which means I had a boyfriend at one
it's
time.
It's possible. White That's girl. What it,
it
means.
It has happened in the past.
Asian-esque.
Oh, blow white a kiss. Girl.
Asian-esque. Like. So basically, you like or you ex. If you both get matched and you like each other, then you get to talk, right?
Well, what are all these? I don't understand this world.
What do you mean you don't understand?
Attractive people that can't get dates. Like, I don't understand.
It's harsh, but. And I don't have the
look
best.
At you.
Did you
got
just
that.
Say nope to that? You don't like that one girl. No.
Look at his. He's got the one day growth kind of thing. Looks pretty sweet in the old picture. Okay, tell us about the we're waiting for response.
Where's my phone? I got to show you the selfie that Ahoy sent me. Ahoy. Ahoy who has frequented. Ahoy who has frequented your this podcast several times.
Yes.
Her and I, we take pictures, screenshots of online profiles that come across our...
That are just bizarre.
Well, and just, yeah. And because we need to share it with somebody, the horrificness of being an online dating. Mm-hmm. And she, I think, had the most epic of all epic. And this could have been a Tinder situation.
Oh,
are
boy.
You ready?
Cannot wait. No. Oh, boy. Budgie smuggler.
Oh, my God. What is this?
And so it's a selfie in the bathroom mirror.
And he's wearing bikini shorts.
And he's using an actual digital camera. It's not even his cell phone. So that's got to be
on his set it up on a tripod
Facebook
or something.
Like, he had to actually take the SD card out and...
I'm going to throw up.
That is...
That's gross. Why are there ambulances in front of your house?
That was a 5:55 a.m. on a Sunday fire alarm situation. I got to ask a question.
Oh, yeah.
If that were to happen and I know you live in a house.
That happened to me when I lived in Moose Jaw in my apartment building, middle of the night.
Did you evacuate? Did you bring things with you?
Yes, and I was cat sitting for friends of mine and the cat Pepper was under my bed and the fire alarm's going off at 2:30 in the morning, so I had to leave the cat. I'm outside. And there were hot firemen everywhere. And I'm in my flannel jammies.
Did you bring anything like ID, wallet, passport, mementos?
No, totally should have.
So you want to get a firebox together is what you're saying.
Yeah, like I didn't leave my apartment. I did not leave my place. I got up, put on clothes, smelled, sniffed. No smoke. I peeked my head out in the door. No, nothing's weird. Then I go outside or I look outside. Nobody's outside. So I was like, oh, I guess. I didn't go back to bed.
But you can be rescued off of this balcony sitch.
I guess.
Because you're close to the ground.
I had my passport in my hand and my wallet just in case.
What, are you going to take a flight?
Well,
I'm getting out of here.
That's my ID. I don't know.
You
I
can't stand the heat. Take a flight.
I can buy everything else. I can't prove who I am, I guess, if it's all burnt up.
Why did Ahoy trigger this story?
So back to Tinder. Guess who I get matched on Tinder?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. How did that go?
What is what?
There's two of
her. Did you like her? You didn't do anything yet.
No, this is a screenshot. Can we talk about...
She is a unique situation as well.
We went dancing at the local club some
months
ago.
Yeah, you said things...
She brought her milkshake to the yards, those boys. That's funny. That right there.
Well, of course she did. What else did you if you're going dancing?
Oh. All I'm saying is that she's good company.
She's good company. She's something
good
else.
Times.
She's something else.
She's hilarious. But
that's freaking me out. Double shot of Ahoy.
Really? You love it? I'm confused by it because...
You're the same age.
It shows quirky. No,
almost.
No, he's 29.
You're 2 years old. You're just old enough to work for her.
And
she's ridiculous for not considering you anyway, I think. Because you guys are just...
Well, how do you
both
know she didn't consider... Did you ask her?
Because they're both ridiculous people. They both are quirky, fun, awesome, amazing people. And why don't they get together so we can go to a wedding and let's get this over with?
Hey, whatever happened to that girl that you went out with that I gave you her number?
You know, I feel bad about that. That was a year ago. It was actually about this time last year.
Mm-hmm. Sure was. You realize I've never asked because I didn't want it to be awkward for our friendship.
Word now.
Wait until the microphones were on.
For everyone...
I often wonder if she's has expressed opinions and thoughts.
I haven't seen her in a year, so.
What do you care?
Well, I care because you're both fantastic people.
She is really nice.
Yeah.
I just didn't.
Wasn't there?
As GA knows, there is no.
There was no jam.
No.
Spark for Sparky.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Sparky needs spark. Mm-hmm. Don't we all?
Yeah. And that's the
She's
thing.
Great.
Hey, listen, I've gone out with great guys, and I'm just like, meh.
You're looking for lightning in a bottle, which is very difficult. You know, like
I've gone out with guys, is what I'm saying.
I don't think you guys should shy away from this social media and all of these dating sites because the only way you're ever going to have a shot.
I'm going to show you a picture of why I need to shy away.
You showed me one already.
No,
can't get worse.
That wasn't
than that.
Mine. That was Ahoy's.
Oh,
look at this one.
This can't get worse.
Yep, it can.
I do not want to know about this.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. What is happening there now? That guy looks like Dwight Yoakam without his hat off. Without his hat on. Which, put a picture of that up on social media. Dwight Yoakam without a hat.
You know what? You're not, and about 50 extra pounds.
Oh, good God.
Oh, boy. You're not wrong.
Fellas, you know what? Like, there's guys out there, and I am neurotic, and I worry way too much about my appearance, but there's some guys who are on polar oppositeville. They don't worry at all. And you know what, guys? You can shower.
I just want find somebody a bar of soap, like on the 75% dumbass scale of that. Like if you like take if longer to get ready than me.
If I'm taking time to put myself on social media on a dating site, I'm not looking like that guy.
But maybe that is.
And I'm not going down to my underwear either. Like there's a happy medium, people.
I feel bad that I judged the selfie guy, but I can't help it.
I got hooked up and married.
Early.
It can't be
early,
this hard.
Though. You were locked in early.
How did you guys meet again briefly?
7-Eleven.
What?
She was working there. I was hammered. DJ went in there, PR'd her out of her pants.
Basically.
It wasn't that quick. Obviously, it was a slow build.
20 children half a year. Later, and here we are.
20 children. It is now 3:02, and speaking of 20 children...
You've got to pick one of them up.
Two of them.
Oh.
Usually it's one, but today it's two.
Here's what we learned on the Spring Winapalooza, a.k.a. Sparky's birthday show.
Mm-hmm. You can never have too many glasses.
You have four glasses over there.
We haven't even had our cupcake yet.
Yeah, well.
The red velvet.
Yeah, it's there. I feel like you should play the black velvet in that little boy's smile.
See, they could have had a real unique opportunity to promote had they have gone black velvet mm-hmm. instead of red velvet.
Oh, that rum is strong.
That face was awesome.
We've also learned that Sparky's got no moves.
No, I got on, no.
Did she email back yet here?
No moves like Jagger. No.
She hasn't yet. Those notifications are on,
no,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so... What happened there?
Nothing.
I thought that was a booze. Okay, so here's the thing. He does have moves because he's funny. The only thing I want to say is sometimes when you're knee deep into a bottle of Captain, then things get creepy on a Saturday
night. It's embarrassing.
So don't get
take
on
the
there.
Phone away. A side note.
Oh, I know what I was going to say.
A brief aside. Bree, has admitted that she finds me rather witty and
you are hilarious.
Yeah, well, that's because you are.
That's a real thing. You
listen,
don't even
girls have like witty. If you are terrible on the texting and messaging, I'm not giving you a day. I'm not meeting you for coffee.
None of us are great. You aside, none of us are great looking people, like guys. And so, if you got a little humor, whatever, that's in the arsenal, and they gotta appreciate that. I've known some pretty hideous looking boys that are got smoking hot wives because they love how funny they are.
When a couple is so off balanced, I remember being in the church in a small town in Saskatchewan that I grew up in.
Yeah.
And there was this couple that came from Regina because her parents were from this town. Just wait, just let me finish the story. It's good. And I remember thinking, because they had a son my age and he was super cute. We were in grade 6 or whatever. And I always loved when they came to church because we were singing in the church choir.
Oh, so you were a big deal. You're on stage.
Looking around, right? And I always loved when Selinger was there. And then, but his mom was smoking hot.
Yeah.
And dad was not.
Like a goofball.
I'm like, how the couples that are just so how does
grocery store yesterday?
And I'm above average.
Hot
and look at me. I got
yoga
a cat.
Hot yoga girl comes in and the carpet got stuck underneath, not her carpet, but the carpet.
Under the cart. Yeah.
No. And the sliding door thing. And I ignored it because I tried to push it a little bit and it wouldn't go. So I'm right inside at the salad preparation station, and she comes in, and I turn around to this blonde girl, and she reefs this door open like that, and I'm going, holy moly, I guess I didn't give it enough of a push. And then her guy comes in behind her, total nerd off, like complete weird nerd guy.
I'm too shallow.
What city was that again?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, just outside of Regina.
Oh, you'll like this.
Oh, I'm familiar as a fan. Yes. As a fan of this podcast.
Obviously.
Regina. Experience Regina. Regina.
GA is making hand signals and I
this
was
is
like,
our
why
new this is experience Regina.
Why is he making hand signals right there. And I didn't get it until now.
Okay, so I can't even believe I got to leave and I'm not going to hear the response of this girl. That goal.
Well, here's the good news is you're going to leave and we're going to stop recording and then we're going to record again and it's going to be the Sparky and Tina Tuner.
A bonus edition?
It's like the spinoff show.
It'll be the after show show.
The after show show.
Nice. It's
funny.
Yeah.
Can we end on a birthday girl song? How are you going to pick just one?
Because one day I'll be closer to you.
But married friends keep asking when I'll settle down.
And why do they keep doing that?
It's mean.
They tell me time is passing and there's not too many good ones still around.
I'm still here.
I actually am. I really am.
And there's no need to rush into something wrong. So I'm not gonna worry. No, I'm in no hurry. It's in the hands of fate. There's nothing I can do. And it might be tomorrow. But the one that follows got the rest of my life to look forward to. Cause every day is one day closer to you.
Maybe his name is Hugh.
One day closer to Hugh.
Or Drew.
I love this woman. Carolyn Don Johns. We have a mutual love society.
Can all, toast to that. Cheers to that.
She is incredible. Like her music, the way she writes and everything is just crazy. And the production value too is like unreal. Anyway, thus concludes episode 22.
21?
21.
Lucky 21 of It's a Show. That's 3x7.com. Include a 7 in your profiles on all these social media get-together online dating sites because that might do something. We forgot to share the secrets of feng shui with this man because that could bring a whole bunch of luck to him.
If somebody buys a bottle of Kim Crawford, I'll come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you to our special guest, Tina Tuner. And also for all of you for being special.
Don't forget wine expert Shelley.
Shelley Betcher. And she'll soon have her own podcast, which will be amazing as well.
Podcast number 284. Until next time, keep in touch.
Finger guns.